It's James and Judy here with the afternoon show, and we're very lucky to have in the studio with us somebody who took on an enormous project over at Arrowton. It's Vivian Roberts from Haseley Manor, and Vivian, together with her husband, took on Haseley Manor. Was it a decade ago, Vivian? A bit more than that.
14 years ago.
Wow. Wow. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Haseley Manor itself in a minute. But first of all, you've got something rather exciting coming up this weekend at the cricket club next door, haven't you?
Yes, we're hoping to celebrate the 70th anniversary of VJ Day. A lot of people spend a lot of energy on VE Day, but not so many people know what VJ Day even stands for, which of course is victory in Japan. And it's the war in the Far East that ended later than the war in Europe. So anyway, Arrowton Parish Council have decided to celebrate this, and we'll hope you'll all come along to Arrowton. It's at the Cricket Club, which is in the grounds of Haseley Manor. It's at the Sandown end of Arrowton.
Yeah.
And it should be a fun day for all the family.
Well, I've got a flyer here which says there's some amazing things going on. Two things immediately appeal to me: hog roast and barbecue.
We know you love your food, James.
And it's sort of starting at 1:30, but we're not really doggy people, but it does look as if you're going to have your own version of Crufts.
Yes, indeed we are. We're hoping to. And I think the word has gone out, but if you've got a mutt or whatever, it doesn't matter. There are about 20 different categories that you can enter under.
Yeah.
What we'd like you to do is to come along at about 12:30 to register your dog, and the dog show will start at 1:30 when the show opens. When the day opens, really.
And is it free admission?
It's free admission, free parking, which will be just down the road in Haseley Manor itself. And then you'll pay for, you know, if you want to participate in the hog roast, the barbecue, the tea and cakes, you'll be more than welcome. That will, obviously, there'll be a charge for those, but very reasonable. And there's a bar going on.
There's a bar. That also appeals.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the bouncy castle after the barbecue, the hog roast and the bar appeals a little bit less to me.
That's right.
And I think you've got things for children, specifically for children as well, haven't you? I think there's sports.
There's sports day, that's right, because it's on the cricket club, and they've run very successful children's sports days before. It's a very good. The lines are all already mowed out for the kids to come along and run along and do their three-legged races or whatever. Leslie, who's organising it, has got up her sleeve.
That sounds fantastic.
It does, and very kindly, you're providing free parking next door, aren't you?
Yes.
At Haseley Manor.
Yes,
so,
that's right.
So where do people go then in Arrowton?
There is a sign on the opposite side of the road saying Cricket Club, Arrowton Cricket Club, and they go down the lane, which is Haseley Lane. There are two big gateposts at the entrance to the lane, which say Haseley Manor on them.
Yeah.
And then just almost immediately there's the Cricket Club, but the parking will be another 100 yards or so down the hill to in the grounds, easily, where we've got quite a big parking area.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a wonderful day, starting at 1:30, going on till late. Are there any sort of VJ themes to it? Are you going to have dancing to wartime tunes?
We are indeed hoping that, yes, the music in the evening, which will start at about 6, will be certainly VJ Day type tunes.
Great.
And we're hoping that people will even feel able to perhaps come along wearing 40s type.
Oh, that would be nice.
Great idea.
But that's not de rigueur.
It's not compulsory.
Essential, not compulsory. We'd much rather you came along, but if you've got any 40s outfits, that would be wonderful.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Well, we'll if you don't mind, after the next track, we'll give your telephone number and email if people want to get in touch. Otherwise, if you go on to On The White, then there are details already posted on The White of Saturday's VJ celebrations over at the Cricket Club at Arrowton. It sounds like a wonderful event, and we hope everyone's going to be going along to that. Just to give you a taste of the kind of music that you can expect, I've been delving into the Vectis Radio archives, and I've come up with some things from 1945, when our station controller Macca was a young lad of about 18. And the first is Accentuate the Positive, so let's have a listen to that.
gather round me, everybody, gather round me, while I preach some, feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm agin. If you wanna hear my story, then saddle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No. You got to accentuate the positive,
yes, yes.
Find it the negative and latch on,
yes, yes,
to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Johnny Mercer and Accentuate the Positive, and that was one of the hit tunes of 1945. I know, because I went onto Wikipedia this morning before delving into our archives, and we've got one from the Pointer Sisters in a moment, and these were some of the big tunes of 1945 that weren't too dirgy. Quite a lot of them are very, very slow. I suppose that was so men from the forces could have a little dance with the ladies in the village.
Nice excuse for a slow dance, James.
Well, there's going to be plenty of chance to have a little dance, isn't there? Over at the cricket club at Arrowton, when the VJ celebrations are going on Saturday. And if you've been listening to us in the last 10 minutes, we're very lucky to have Vivian Roberts with us from Hazeley Manor, which I think, do you own the cricket club?
It's on our land, but it's rented out to, actually to the local farmer who rents it out to the local cricket club.
Brilliant. Well, Judy and I have resolved that we're going to go on Saturday, and for me the hog roast is going to be the thing we're after. But for Judy, Vivian, you just said there's going to be some accordion playing, and that got Judith going.
Yes, indeed. That's from about between 4 and 6. A couple are coming to play, and they will hopefully be also playing some 40s tunes, but it's up to them really what they play. But they know the theme.
It sounds good. Now, I was a bit gloomy when I did the weather forecast a few moments ago, but I've just had a look, and on Saturday the good news is should be absolutely bright sunshine at 1 o'clock. 4 o'clock still should be sunny, and it's only going to get a little bit wet about 7 o'clock in the evening. So I think it sounds like there's a perfect opportunity to get out there, doesn't it?
Yes, we've got a marquee, so hopefully we won't all get wet.
Brilliant.
Oh, I think you've thought of everything, Vivian, and it's so kind of you to provide free parking. I mean, that's a real bonus, isn't it?
Now,
fantastic.
Just when we were in the green room a few moments ago, you said to me, "I never thought I'd spend my retirement doing this." talking, of course, about sort of the upkeep of Hazeley Manor. It's an extraordinary property, isn't it? Because there's been a building there since actually before 1066. And I think King Harold actually owned it, didn't he?
Indeed. He owned actually 90% of the property of England and the Isle of Wight. right. But yes, it was obviously initially Harold and then William the First of, you know, William the Conqueror, William the Second, and then he gave it to one of his barons,
yeah,
who then gave it to Core Abbey, and they owned it for 400 years.
400 years, it's amazing. Yeah. And I think it was used for wool at that stage,
wasn't
it?
That's right, that's what, it was a grange for Core Abbey, in fact, so yeah, they were just lay people there. They wouldn't have been monks themselves, but they were
right,
shearing sheep.
And then after the Reformation, it went into private hands, didn't it? And then it's been in private hands ever since.
That's right. Then the mill family. Well, there's Thomas Rossi, who's in, if you've read Wolf Hall, there's Thomas Risley. Call me Risley.
Right.
And he was Thomas Cromwell's secretary.
Uh-huh.
And he owned it.
Oh, how interesting. Yeah, we watched Wolf Hall. We didn't read it. But,
no.
Ah.
So, quite an undertaking to read it, certainly.
It was quite an undertaking to watch it, I'm telling you.
Yes, that's right. But then there was the Mill family had it for 100 years.
Yeah.
And Dowsabel Mill was quite a character. She was a widow, she had actually Edward Horsey, who was really the governor of the Isle of Wight and should have been living in Carisbrook Castle, but actually took a shine to Dowsabel, and
yeah,
he was said to have died of the plague at Hazeley Manor.
Oh, wow.
Being ministered to by Dowsabel.
Dowsabel, what a fantastic name. It's a beautiful name.
It's had lots of changes over the years because there's quite a lot of Georgian sort of remodelling that's been done.
That's right. It was originally Saxon,
yeah,
probably, but there's nothing of that left.
Right.
We've got beams dated to the 14th century in the oldest part of the house. Then there was a Tudor bit built on, and then that was Georgianised, and a Georgian wing was put on.
And I believe after the Second World War, it sort of fell into disrepair, didn't it?
Yes, it was used by a couple up the road. Well, the husband's now died, but they used to live in it as farm workers. It was used by farm workers, tenant farmers, and people who worked on A. E. Brown's farm, around about. So, and then it was in the 70s, it was brought back from near death by a chap called Ray Young, who now still lives on the island, lives in Bembridge. And he did a huge amount of work to renovate it, to restore it.
Yes. And did you take that forward, or are you just sort of keeping it?
Yes, we took it forward because he had it as a museum, in fact. And so one wing, the main wing, had no plumbing really, and very little electricity in it. So we had it all rewired and plumbed. Because we're living in it all now, we decided we did not want to take on having a museum in retirement. But it was all set up for the weddings, so that's why we do a few weddings.
And there's good news and bad news over the weddings. It's good news for you because I think you're fully booked for weddings until 2017. Is that right?
Yes, we're only doing four a year. We were doing one every weekend
in the summer,
and it was extremely hard work, and it wasn't quite what we'd come to the Isle of Wight for, because you have to be around, obviously, for this special day for people. So about probably 5 or 6 years ago, we decided to cut it right down just to four. So we're a very select venue. It works well. It helps us to keep the place ticking over and keep the barns, which there are many, in good repair, because we have to keep the grounds up for the weddings.
And it's very exclusive, of course, now, if they're just four a year.
Because they're just four,
How lovely. Well, we always sort of cycle past it from a distance and think, wow, this is absolutely lovely. Do you have any charity events coming up other than the VJ where people can actually see Hazeley Manor?
Well, we have Lord Fowler is going to talk on behalf of to raise money for St John Ambulance.
Right.
That's on the 12th of September. So if people want tickets for that, that will be £25 ahead. And they can get money. They can get the tickets and information from us.
Well, that sounds a sort of great way of sort of coming and having a look and raising some money for a fantastic cause.
Yes.
How do people get in touch with you, both about the VJ celebrations and about St.
Well,
John's Ambulance?
Happy for them to phone me on
865-420.
And our email address is roberts.hazeley Haseley, which is haseley.com.
I think
gmail.com.
Yes, I've actually got it down next to me. So Haseley is one of those sort of words that's easy to spell wrong, isn't it? It's Haseley, as you
and
say.
And it's spelled about three to four different times ways in within 200 yards of us in the village.
Oh, yes, because Haseley Lane
it's
is where
Haseley
the...
Haseley Coombe,
oh,
which is a... Which
how
is
extraordinary.
A say, yeah.
Well, so that's roberts.haseley, H-A-S-E-L-E-Y, at gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay, well, Judith and I are going to be there on Saturday.
For
so
sure.
If you'd like to come along, we'll be there supporting the hog roast stall and the bar and listening to the accordion music. Vivian, it's been fantastic having you in today. It was a really good stroke of luck that we met last week because Judy and I were over at that wonderful production in Ventnor of Richard II by Shana Mundy, and we really hope they're going to come back to the island. And there, of course, was Vivian. So this was a little bit of luck, and we're going to be having a wonderful time with you this weekend. Thanks very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.